What is happening, PGA and DFS fans? Welcome to another one of my top five videos. This one's going to be the top five sleepers to the 3M Open as we move on after the major. I know sometimes it might be a little tough, but hey, listen, we're still playing for $200,000 on first place on DraftKings. And these sleepers, well, historically, they've been able to help you. Maybe not as much last week as I would have liked, as we go right into our transparency corner. Last week, I tried to say that Erik van Rooyen's back-to-back top 20 finishes at the Open Championship would yield good results this year. Well, that story didn't pan out. He ended up missing the cut. Danny Willett, my next guy, he actually was around the top of the leaderboard for most of the week. Except on Sunday, shot two over, ended up finishing in a tie for 33. How about the next guy, Francesco Molinari? Everything was going well. It was two under for the tournament heading to the sixth hole on Friday. He hit it into the greenside bunker. Most would think, greenside bunker, you can get it out. Maybe miss the putt, tap it for a bogey, one under. Let's get it right back at the par 5-7. But nope, he ended up making a quad. How he did that? Well, that's what happens when you get in the bunker at Open Championships and it's too close to the face. He ended up trying to pitch out twice, couldn't get it out, had to pitch out sideways, and then three putted from there for a seven. That ended up in a missed cut on the number, might you, as well for Francesco Molinari. Adam Scott and Justin Rose both put in a couple of good rounds, but both faltered in the other round. At least one of them, Rose on Sunday, played awful. Scott just could not get it going. They both tied for 46, so not bad. Danny Willett was a pretty good sleeper, I'm not going to lie. However, that's probably going to be like a C minus D plus, given the fact that I had two miss the cut and none of them get inside the top 30. That's how it happens sometimes when you play these low-owned guys. This week, though, I think I've got a better batch of five golfers to talk about. The first one I want to go with, well, that's Kevin Tway. Tway is coming in at 6,600 this week. And is projected at only 4% owned. I mean, that's not bad. 4% for a guy that's made four straight cuts, three straight top 26s. It's pretty good for Tway as we check in on his strokes gained ranks. Well, 184th off the tee. I suspect that's going to get much better and the more he plays. Now for Tway, if you don't know, you probably do know by now, or I've told you a couple of times, he sat out the latter part of 2.5 months from middle of February to the end of April. So he's really just starting to get his stride back again. I like this golf course for him. Definitely utilize your driver to your advantage if you've got it going. And Tway certainly hits the ball longer than most on tour. 154 on the approach, first strokes gain rank, 102 around the green, and 109 putting. Things are still looking up a little bit. Next golfer I want to talk about, well, he's only 3% owned. He's starting to make a comeback a little bit, at least with his putter. It's Cameron Champ, and we'll talk about his putting here in a second. Cameron Champ coming in 7,100 this week at 3% owned, off of his best finish in months. He came in 11th a couple of weeks ago. But for me, that spells good omens. Here's a guy that we know he's got all the talent in the world. In fact, he's 7th in strokes gained off the tee this year. You don't get there just by having, you know, a long ball. You've got to have some talent as well. And for Cameron, the problem has been his putter this year. He's ranked 206th on the PGA Tour. But a couple of weeks ago, it finally broke. He gained strokes gained putting. Of course, he gained off the tee. And his approaches, well, they haven't been that bad this year. 163rd, that is below average. And he is below average on the green, 199. But for Cameron Champ, at only 3% owned at 7,100 in this field, it is a low-scoring event. We know that's where he typically does well. His two winning scores, the Sanderson Farms, and then the one out in California. Both of those, the Safeway, excuse me, for Cameron Champ, both of those low-scoring events that he was able to win. So, I like it here this week, 7,100. Next guy, third sleeper I want to talk about, Richie Werenski. But Werenski, for me, this is more of a maybe course history angle than it is a recent form. He's on a string of missed cuts, missing the last two. But he also has two starts here, a third place, and a 46. So, he's one of the only golfers, one of the only 17, I should say, to make both cuts here. Now we go all the way back to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He did come in a tie for 25th, but that is surrounded by a bunch of missed cuts. So him being a sleeper, well, that's not going to be a surprise to most. I mean, look, he's missed five out of his last six cuts. However, that top 25 mixed in there certainly with a little bit of good course history, a little bit of good comfort coming here. Maybe that'll spur him on. Let's take a look at his strokes gain ranks and see what we're looking for out of him. 151 off the tee, 123 on the approach, 120 around the green, and 96 putting. So basically average to below average in everything except his putter. That's what we're going to need from him here this week. Again, we know why he's a sleeper. He's 7,600, missed 5 of 6 cuts. Nothing looks great, but nothing to break you out of a slump than to come to a course which you have done well on before. Okay, here's the next golfer I want to talk about. In a couple of weeks ago, he was part of this video. It was Dylan Fratelli. I sensed that some form was good. Now, he was part of the featured groups at the John Deere Classic, so I got to watch almost all of his 36 holes that he played. It looked like things were going well. He just made a couple of mental errors. Well, last week, he was able to rid himself of those mental errors, coming fifth at the Open Championship. I mean, crazy how form can break like that. But he's a form golfer, like we talk about with some others in this field, like Ches Reavie and the like. So at 8,300 and 7% owned, I like Fratelli a lot. He's made the cut in each of the 2 years here that he's teed it up, 18th and 46th. I mentioned he came in fifth at the Open. That's after a miscut at the John Deere Classic. But again, I saw signs of things coming in that looked good. Let's take a look at his strokes gain ranked and how he does it. 104th off the tee, 185 on the approach. He's not a good iron player, but how he makes it up, it's around the green. He's 18th. He's very good around the green. It's 186 putting, though. That's got to get better, and it certainly was last week. So I like the momentum here for Fratelli, who certainly needs to keep playing well, having not a good season. Speaking of not having a good season, well, nobody's having a worse season, I guess, that we would consider elite golfers, or we once considered an elite golfer. It's Matthew Wolf. And we all know the struggles that he had taking a 2 or 3 month almost break, mental break, if you will, and not traveling over to the Open Championship, noticing or suggesting that his game maybe isn't well suited for that type of championship. However, when he has teed it up recently at courses that I think are good for him, say like Torrey Pines at the US Open, or a couple of weeks ago at the Rocket Mortgage, he's made the cut, played okay, showed signs of coming around. So at 9,700 and less than 10% owned this week, we've got him projected at about 8% owned. With the best course history of anyone in the field coming in 12th and first, I think Matt Wolf is a good gamble this week at 8% owned. Almost everybody above him is going to be very highly owned this week, including Tony Finau, Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, and the like. So I think you can get some, what we would expect to have, win equity, plus some low ownership on Matthew Wolf. These are the type of guys that you've got to try and make a stand on, got to try and pick up before they get their win. So let's go ahead and go 5-1 again as Matthew Wolf rounded it out. Excuse me, actually, before we do, let's go over his strokes gain rank and see where he's been getting it done since he's come back. He's 167th off the tee, and that's because he can't find the fairway ever, is what it feels like. He hits the ball longer or just about as long as anyone on tour. 32nd on his approaches, though, so when he is finding the fairways, he's taking advantage of it. 200 around the green. We know he struggles there. 73rd putting. We know he can certainly get hot. So let's see him hit 70% of his greens in the first couple of days, easily get through the cut, and try and make a move to the top of the leaderboard, getting that elite form back. We love to see it. He's got a great personality. He's very candid with the media, so want to see him play well again. All right, let's go 5-1 again. Kevin Tway. On a great run of form, only 6,600 and 4% owned. I like that. Cameron Champ, 7,100, 3% owned. Maybe my least favorite of these guys, Richie Wurenski, because he's in terrible form, 5% owned, 7,600. Dylan Fratelli, 8,300 and 7% owned. And Matthew Wolf is going to complete top five sleepers for the 3M Open at 9,700 and 8% owned. Good luck this week, everybody. Of course, if you're watching this after Tuesday at 1 o'clock, take a look at Ben Razan Eyes PGA DFS Strategy Show. Of course, you can find that on your favorite podcast provider. If you don't catch us live and don't want to look at my weird little hairdo that I got going on, looking like a European Tour soccer player. And of course, check out Live Before Lock with Eric and Ben on Wednesday. So until then, everybody, good luck at the 3M Open, and we will see you on the other side.